I'm David Brancaccio. First, Salesforce, the business software firm, wants to buy the business messaging app Slack for big money, nearly $28 billion. Marketplace's Mario Segarra joins us. Mario, it's hard to overstate how much this Salesforce thing is woven into the work life of so many people.
Right. If you work in sales or marketing, it's very likely that you use Salesforce's software to keep track of your customers. It's kind of like a sophisticated Rolodex. You can see a customer's name, what they bought, what they paid, when, if they had any customer service issues, stuff like that. And Salesforce software can also do data analysis and other things. So it's a competitor to Microsoft. Slack, on the other hand, touts itself as an alternative to email. It's a messaging platform that you can use on your phone or your computer. Imagine GChat, or to go way back, AOL Instant Messenger, except with your coworkers, and you often chat in groups, and it allows you to acknowledge someone's message without saying anything. So you can just like it or send a smiley face or whatever. Really, in a world where you're forced to work from home, it replaces those kind of casual office interactions where you used to talk over your cubicle or wander by somebody's desk to chat about something.
And how do Slack and Salesforce actually make money?
Through subscriptions. Salesforce has more than 150,000 customers, including big companies like Amazon and Adidas, and Slack sells subscriptions to companies as well.
Marketplace's Mario Segarra, thank you.